USA Radio News.
The Trump administration plans to step up prosecution of parents crossing the U.S. border illegally, separating them from their children so the adults can be more easily detained, U.S. officials said today. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made the announcement moments ago in San Diego.
If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you.
Earlier today at the White House, First Lady Melania Trump announced her core initiative as First Lady.
I feel strongly that as adults, we can and should be best at educating our children. So today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children.
This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
Bitcoin prices slumped to below $9,200 after nearing $10,000 over the weekend following criticism from some notable billionaires. Now, Jonathan Honing is an investment banker as well, known as the Capitalist Pig. He joined Fox Business and shared why he's not a big fan of Bitcoin.
More than anything, it's weak. And this is a weak asset. It's an asset that everyone's talking about. I mean, you know, what I'm interested in now, Stuart, is, for example, is securities like corn. You know, the grains finally are beginning to break out. You don't hear that being discussed too much. Or even shipping stocks. These are ways I think you can beat inflation. So, you know, I believe that idea, like, once the cab driver is talking about it, the money's probably been made.
In case you're wondering, the two billionaires who were not big fans of Bitcoin, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. President Donald Trump blasted former Secretary of State John Kerry today for engaging in possibly illegal negotiations with Iranian officials to salvage the Obama administration's nuclear deal. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
The big weekend box office winner has also set a bigger record. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fun isn't something one considers for balancing the universe, but this does put a smile on my face.
Avengers Infinity War crossing $1 billion earned worldwide on Saturday, and that did set the record as the fastest that a film has ever reached that milestone. The film crossing the billion-dollar threshold just 11 days after its release. Infinity War just barely edging out Disney's Star Wars The Force Awakens, though, which crossed the milestone in 12 days.
The president of the University of Florida issued an apology after videos posted on social media showed many African-American students who did expressive jumps or dances while getting their diplomas were escorted off the stage rather aggressively. University of Florida President W. Ken Fuchs yesterday apologized at a different graduation ceremony.
That we inappropriately, physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that on behalf of myself and also the University of Florida.
One of the students who was rushed off the stage shares what the entire experience was like.
In general, I don't think I've ever been handled in that manner, not even by my parents. It's kind of embarrassing, kind of degrading.
You'd have to wonder how long the graduation ceremony would be if every student who walked across the stage did some sort of little dance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.